Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
They say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But in the case of Derek Kaufman, the apple rolled all the way to L.A. The one thing Derek and his mother share in common, however, is the love for breaking news. TMZ is breaking news faster than the New York Times. So sit back and enjoy the news from Hollywood, as only the Kaufman family can bring it.
So last night, the Kaufman family in L.A. called me so that my grandson Carter could sing a song by the Carpenters to me. And it was beyond cute, but now I couldn't get back to sleep. Derek, you got to call earlier.
I know. Well, I can't get the song out of my head either. And singing the Carpenters around this office doesn't make you the coolest guy in the room.
Probably not.
But I just, him singing, Sing It Swung, was making me laugh so much I had to call you.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was awesome. I appreciate it. He's no Jelly Roll, though, you know. Listen, I didn't even know who Jelly Roll was until a couple of weeks ago, but this guy is really now a crusader against drug addiction and apparently having a great impact. What do you know about him?
You know, he is a huge artist. He's new on my radar as well, but he's rising in prominence. He's really a rising star, and he's a huge mental health advocate through his music. Mm-hmm. He overcame drug addiction. He spent some time behind bars, and he's really a guy who inspired a lot of people to get their life on track, and he inspired this little girl who drew pictures of Jelly Roll and Buddy XO, his girlfriend or wife. And she got in trouble for picking them as her inspiration. And her doodle is, you know, it's sweet. It's like a little black and white thing that she put on shirts. And the school said, these aren't inspirations. You're not allowed to use them for your project. And he stepped up big time for her. And he is absolutely backing this little girl who's selling these shirts to sort of raise money for these issues.
Yeah. Well, he was on Capitol Hill yesterday. And I'm telling you, his testimony, because, you know, I'm a political junkie, and I watched a good deal of his testimony. I mean, he was a drug dealer, a gang member. Now he's a country singer. He gave up rap. And it was very compelling. And we need more voices like that in this movement.
I completely agree. Look, this is a guy who didn't have the greatest start, but life is long. And, you know, Harvey says this all the time. You can't take a snapshot of someone and write them off. And when he was just dealing drugs and getting tattoos, it looked like things were tending towards one direction, but then he really turned it around, and we should celebrate that. And it's okay that kids in school see those stories as inspirations that they are. And I think the school was out of line to say, like, you should pick role models who have always been on the straight and narrow. I don't think everyone's path is like that, and Jelly Roll fits right in. And he's a lovable guy when you see him speak.
Yeah, he's a, you know, I'm not big on face tattoos personally, but I was so impressed with the content of what he was saying. You know, there's so many artists who just end up dead and never talk about it. Prince, I mean, the list is long.
For sure. And his body tells a whole story, so the face tattoos are part of it. You don't see that often in country music, but on Jelly Roll you do.
Right. Well, country music is changing right before our very eyes. All music is. And, you know, I'm having a tough time keeping up. But thank goodness I have young kids and young grandkids. But Bradley Cooper, like, what is up with his take? Gigi Hadid, that's the best he could come up with?
Are you questioning the taste of Bradley Cooper with Gigi Hadid?
Yes.
I got to say, you know, Gigi may not be your cup of tea, but she's a lot of America's cup of tea. And this is a guy who's closing in on 50. You know, he's not a young man, and she is a young, hot model. She's a mom as well, so she's not like, it's not, you know, like she's some 20-year-old. She's matured now, but come on. Are you really questioning whether Gigi Hadid is fun to kiss?
Well, she may be, but I mean, one would see a man of his sort of long-standing career and I don't know. I didn't expect to see him with us like a model. But I guess, hey, look, you know, the former president was married to a model, and I had a lot of respect for Melania.
Hey, listen, before this, he had Irina Shayk, he is the mother of his children. I think Bradley Cooper likes models.
Yeah.
sort of. When you're in the upper echelons of Hollywood, it is one of the privileges that goes along with it. You know, and he's kind of like in that Leo DiCaprio territory where he's a handsome leading man, and he's taken the spoils that go along with that.
I guess so. And what did you think of the Oscars? I mean, I don't watch that stuff, as you well know. Never really did after after the Native American refused Marlon Brando's award, I stopped watching the Oscars for the most part. But they were, again, so ridiculously political. You know, why does everybody have to get up and make a statement about Israel?
Yeah, you know, there are some of those political speeches. I enjoyed watching Oppenheimer just roll through. I thought it was a great movie. But, you know, Jimmy Kimmel couldn't resist reading Trump's tweet in the middle of the ceremony and taking a pot shot and saying, isn't it past your jail time? You know, it invariably tends towards the sort of hard left that is the bulk of Hollywood. And you shouldn't expect anything less because Jimmy Kimmel, he finds it hard to resist those moments. And he just went for it.
But it's not even funny. And what it does is it makes someone like me, who doesn't want to watch it in the first place, absolutely refuse. I watched for a few minutes because a cousin of Poppy's was up for a documentary Oscar. And so I was trying to watch it, but it's just not fun.
You didn't even see Ryan Gosling do I'm Just Ken or Al Pacino weirdly read the best picture and say, my eyes see Oppenheimer. It had some wonderful, memorable moments. So don't tune out on the Oscars just because of a few political speeches.
A few. All right. I'll try not to. What else is going on? I know that, there's certainly Hollywood is knee deep in politics these days. It can't be avoided. But the idea that you can't even go to a movie without wondering, like, is Robert De Niro in it? Is there someone I don't like?
Yeah, you know, listen, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot that is, you know, check out the website. Today is a good mix of things if you want to break from all the politics. There's a lot going on in the Rust shooting case with Alec Baldwin, a lot of interesting legal issues involving whether that gun could have fired without him pulling the trigger. So go check that out. He's really fighting hard, and that's going to be a very interesting case moving forward.
And you guys cover a lot of these crazy violent scenes in the subways and things like that. I mean, you know, as we said a couple of weeks ago, everything is being recorded on somebody's cell phone now, but it's too much. It's so painful to watch some of that young girl who was beaten to, you know, banged her head against the ground. And you end up watching this stuff. You have nightmares for days.
That's horrific. It's horrific. And now everything is just captured, right? I mean, we see so many plane videos. You see those vicious beatings in schools, and it's sort of just dominates your psyche. You're right. It's hard to unsee these things, but they're in your scroll as you're watching just Instagram or on X or anything. It's hard to avoid them if you follow the news at all.
Really? So what did Catch Me Outside name her baby? She had a little girl, right?
She did. She did. So everyone is very excited. She posted the first, this is the birth of her first child. And, you know, she leads a pretty tumultuous life, but everyone's really happy. This is someone who really pulled herself up, and now she's got a baby girl.
Yeah, well, good. I hope she baby girl doesn't do the same things her mom did. All right, kid, thanks so much. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
Take care. All right, and that does it for me this week. I needed it to be a little lighter. Thank you for your time this time. Until next time, my plan is to be back here on Monday at 3 o'clock, if it be his will and he delays his coming. What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So wherever you are, just be yourself. Everybody else is taken. And then may God bless you. May God bless Israel. And shut up, Chuck Schumer. And may God bless the United States of America. See you on Monday. Be safe.